Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. Brenda B, we have a phone number to give out
for the giveaway.
What is the item that we are giving away?
We just started talking about probiotics with Dr. Smith, who's with us. So we are actually giving away a really great probiotic.
Actually, two of them.
Two of them.
Yeah, for the first two callers.
And the phone number is, if you have your pen,
727-754-2900. That's 727-754-2900. First two callers will win the 150 billion 40 strain probiotic from Renew Life, and you don't have to be on the air to win it. Just give us that call to 727-754-2900.
Hey, Dr. Smith, and welcome back.
Well, I'm glad to be back.
We just started talking about probiotics. Now, we just mentioned the giveaway, the 150 billion 40 strain. I want to get into that a little bit because, you know, we still have a lot of people who are walking into the store looking for, and I'll say it, a line.
Yeah, right.
So what's the difference between something like we just mentioned, 150 billion and
well,
that
let
product?
Me just give you a little background before I do that on that. First of all, most people... actually, if you just read Time magazine or any of the current literature out there, you probably have seen it. But to me, I think it's mind-blowing, and for everybody to think about the fact, we've only got 10 trillion cells in our body. That sounds like a lot. We have 100 trillion bacteria, which is 10 times more, that has way more DNA that's affecting our body. So we're almost, you could almost think of yourself as a bus carrying your bacteria. So the idea behind here, if you're going to give probiotics, we've watched over the last 10 years, we've increased more in terms of the numbers of the total number of probiotics. Again, they're just bacteria with benefit for the gut, and also increasing in the number of strains. And science has now shown we have several thousand species of and subspecies of bacteria in our body, but most people only have about 200 or 300 at the most bacteria at any one time in their colon, different bacteria. And they've got all these unusual names like bifidobacteria, lactobacteria, streptomophilus, lactococcus, lactis, but they've all been very well studied, and including one called Saccharomyces boulardii that's actually a fungus. It's not even a bacteria, but it's got incredible efficacy in the human body. It's been out there 30 years. I first heard it back in the 90s from an infectious disease person saying how good it was for fighting C. difficile diarrhea. It's got a lot of incredible benefits in terms of preventing even the synthesis of something called NF-kappa B that causes your immune system to get overly active and overly inflamed. It increases those short-chain fatty acids we talked about, and it keeps the intraepithelial joint junctions between the cells working right so you don't get leaky gut, which is incredibly important. Now, all of these probiotics tend to help in these areas, but I just wanted to mention briefly the Boulardii Max because we have that product. We've had it for a long time. I think most companies don't put enough in there. We put enough in there, and science has even proven that you need to measure the amount in the bowel movement if you want to know it's working right. So Jeff can tell you more about that at a different time. But back to our kind of a premier product, it came about because they started doing fecal transplants, taking people's bowel movement and isolating out hundreds of bacteria from it and giving it as enemas, or even down a nasogastric tube, and literally saving people's lives from C. difficile diarrhea, which you can literally have diarrhea till you just die from, your colon swells up and perforates and you die. So there was a company out there in Canada that came out with something they call Repopulate, which is a funny name. You can look that up. It's just like it sounds, Repopulate. If you Google it, you'll see the article. And from that time on, we started thinking at Renew Life that we needed to come up with something that had a lot more strains. Most companies are running around with 10, you know, anywhere from 4 to 5 strains, maybe 10 to 12 strains. Well, we came up with one that in one capsule you have 150 billion bacteria, and we have 40 probiotic strains in there, all of which are human-type strains. And I think we're going to see some really good results from that. We already have, as far as I can tell. But the idea is, the older you get, generally speaking, you don't have as many strains. And the lower the different kinds of bacteria you have, let's say you've got 50 different kinds, you are much more likely to have problems than if you had 200 kinds of bacteria. It's that bacterial diversity that creates a flexibility, almost like a yogi or something. It can go this way or that. It can become anti-inflammatory, it can become pro-inflammatory, it can accept things, it can reject things, it makes things. So that's the idea, is to keep your microbiome of your intestinal tract as healthy as you can. There are people that have gone as high as 3.5 trillion bacteria with one of the other products out there that's a pharmaceutical product. So I think a daily dose of 150 billion is fine for most people. If you've got specific conditions, and a lot of conditions respond to this, my golly, they're now finding that if you can keep the gut healthy and the leaking from the gut minimal, it even affects things like anxiety, depression, frustration, anger.
Right. We talk about that gut-brain connection. Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think the 150 billion is good. Some people are happy and doing fine with 80 to 100 billion. It's one of those things that might be good. I think you're safe with anywhere from 80 to 100 billion a day, most people. Even children probably are okay with anywhere from 20 to 100 billion a day. Again, you monitor. If kids' bowel movement gets too loose, if they get gassy or bloated, then maybe you back off. Uh-huh. It's actually the same thing for the adults. But if you've got GI issues, it's really smart to go to an integrative practitioner. Does not have to be an MD. It can certainly be a chiropractor, naturopath, certified clinical nutritionist. As a matter of fact, those people generally know more about this than doctors do, because most MDs, and including most DOs, take care of acute care, emergency medicine, and really don't have the time to work with these different products.
And just to take a step back, I mentioned the Align. You're talking about all these different strains and billions, 150 billion in a single capsule of the probiotic. Just to compare, that's 1 billion.
And it's only one strain.
Right. So that's what we're talking about, the difference between something like that and something very therapeutic like the Renew Life 150 billion with the 40 strains. It's a big difference. Big difference.
And I've had several people that were starting to get, you know, gastrointestinal flu, and I put them on a fairly healthy dose of anywhere from 150 up to 450 billion, and I've seen them just stop it, get better overnight almost.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, we don't have too much time, but let's just hit very simply. The last thing in that HOPE acronym is enzymes, and I know how important those are as well.
Well, I think we've got a really good bunch of enzymes, too. The two that I personally take is Digestmore, and these are plant-based enzymes, but they have everything in there from lactase and proteases and amylases, the different things you need to digest food at different levels. And one of the things I frequently combine with it is indigestion stop, because it's got a hydrochloric acid in it. And as we get older, we tend to not make as much hydrochloric acid, and that causes a lot of problems. And I tell patients all the time, you know, when I was 20 years old, I could lift like 250 pounds over my head. Now I'm lucky if I can roll the barbell down the gym floor. So what do you think your pancreas does with age? Does it get better? Does it stay the same? Or does it get less efficient at doing its job?
Leonard, the answer,
it gets less efficient. So you need to supplement with enzymes, particularly with cooked food, if you really want to break it down and digest it the right way.
Very good, Dr. Smith. And thank you so much. We want to have you on again. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and hopefully everyone really enjoyed that information.
And you can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com to find out our address, where we're located. And again, that phone number, 727-754-2900 for any other questions. And, of course, the supplement tune-up with Brenda B. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition.